As I explained in detail in the course of the 8 lectures which we had on the Buddha's Noble Eightfold Path, the higher path, the path of the higher evolution, the spiritual path, is divided mainly into two great stages. It's divided into what we call the Darshana Marga, or the path of vision, and into the Bhavana Marga, or the path of transformation. The path of vision represents the initial spiritual experience or insight or vision on the heights of one's being, and the Bhavana Marga, the path of transformation, represents the gradual transformation of one's whole being in all its aspects, in accordance with that original insight and a vision. The first, the path of vision, is also the path of the stream entrant. The second is the path of the once-returner, the non-returner, and the arahant. So path of vision, we may say, also represents the realization of truth with the conscious mind, but not with the unconscious mind. But the path of transformation represents the penetration of that truth after it has been realized by the conscious mind into the depths of the unconscious. And the second path, the path of transformation, is of course much more difficult, because the unconscious mind is much more difficult to transform than the conscious mind. It takes very, very much longer. And that's why the path of transformation is subdivided into three stages of the once-returner, non-returner, and arahant, whereas the path of vision consists of only one stage, the stage of the stream entrant. So we get the same sort of sequence also in the canonical literature of Buddhism. Now, the earlier texts, especially those we find in the Pali Canon, appeal more to the conscious mind. They speak the language of abstract thought, concept, reason. But the later scriptures, or those which as scriptures or later, as literary records or later, these appeal more to the unconscious mind. They speak the language of concrete image, the language of myth, the language of legend. There are, of course, exceptions. For instance, the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras, many of them are quite late, but they continue to address more the reason, not so much the emotions, not so much the unconscious. But on the whole, the rule holds good. The earlier scriptures of Buddhism address the conscious mind. The later scriptures of Buddhism, especially some of the Mahayana Sutras and the Tantras, address more the unconscious mind. So it's not surprising, we may say, that the history of Western Buddhism has followed a similar course. In the West, Buddhism has first of all been grasped intellectually, to some extent at least. That's more or less where we stand now. Now what we have to do is to start assimilating Buddhism emotionally. We've listened to the language of logic long enough. Now we have to start listening to the language of myth.